Well, certainly as we reflect on 2024, it is my honor to present the City of Salinas State of the City Report. It's been one of growth, progress, community, driven by the dedication of our residents, businesses, and the city employees. I think that collectively we have worked together to improve our infrastructure, enhance the quality of life, and build a better future for generations to come. So one of the key elements in the State of the City report that we do is talking about the finance element. So in December of 23, council members unanimously passed a balanced budget request for city operations of approximately $46.8 million for all funds, with a total projected revenue of $50 million for 24. The funds remaining from 23 in excess collections throughout the year, they were reserved by transfer into these designated set-aside accounts for capital projects of fire and police and the street fund. The final combined expenses for 24 was $61.15 million. That includes a projected expense of $8.57 million of carryover funds that went to the Mill Street project, the Public Works building, and a few capital projects that we have in there. The final actual revenue was $56.8 million, so we were still below, with the reserve funds, we were still below the revenue in our expense, and we're very pleased about that. Administration, City Council, and the Auditor continue to responsibly manage the expenses, and they strive to reduce the overall city indebtedness for our community for both current and long-term financial stability. The beginning 24 outstanding debt was approximately $6.4 million, with an end-of-year principal and interest reduction of $2.93 million. The final payment of $112,280 was for Phase 3 of the Bryson Park improvements. Final payment of $2,158,000 satisfied the AMP Electric Improvement Bond Anticipation Note. That was for the new electric building. And the collective debt payments from the 9 TIF districts were $293,000. So the year-end collective debt indebtedness for Salina for all funds was now down to $4.14 million. So that is a far cry from 2012 at $23 million. So I think collectively we've all done really well reducing that debt. The city's investment accounts, they're handled by meter, and they comprise of funds and all revenues from the general, the enterprise, TIF funds. Right now with the mixed funds, as things go in and out, they're very fluid, about a $47 million that's invested as it rolls. The interest was between 2.65 and 4.7%. It ended up, the total interest in 24 for meter for us was $93,612 that went all back to the respective funds from where the money was from. The utilities, I think it's very important to note, they continue to provide the essential basics of everyday services for residents and businesses. And although they kind of operate in that background, Salina Municipal Utilities, they account for nearly 68% of the city's annual budget. A lot of folks don't know that. So they are comprised of wastewater, water treatment, stormwater, and electric distribution. The water treatment plant, it was initially constructed in 1939, upgraded in 93. It's a 3 million gallon a day wastewater treatment plant. It continues to operate under the direction of Superintendent Kerry Duncan. Had the wrong name in there, but Kerry Duncan. He's got an assistant currently that is vacant position and three wastewater treatment operators. And they have to ensure compliance with MPDS permitting, and those permits come every 5 years. The final expenses for wastewater operations and the collection system maintenance and capital were $1.82 million. They did treat a total of almost 710 million gallons of wastewater last year. They achieved outstanding pollutant removal efficiencies with over 98% of the CBOD5 removal, 97.95% of the total suspended solid removal, far exceeding the MPDS permit requirements. So we're dealing with older facilities, and they have done a phenomenal job with this. Total treatment sales for the year amounted to $2.485 million, which includes $516,000 generated from outside customers. The $1.968 million was from inside customers. The water treatment plant. Again, the water treatment plant, The staff is under the direction of Superintendent Sudman, with the Assistant Superintendent Jason. Oh, I'm sorry, that was for the wastewater. He does not have a superintendent right now. He also has 2 distribution staff and 5 water treatment plant operators. The final total 2024 expenses for the water plant was $4.03 million. They continue to address critical infrastructure, and they have fully 24-hour response times. Collaboration with Salina City Schools, we did 1,000 feet of 6-inch water main in Pond Street that's now an actual street over by the new school building on the west side of town. That was at a cost of $42,000. And 840 feet of a 12-inch water main was at $64,000. They required all lead mapping services for the entire system. We have land applied 975,498 gallons of wet sludge, and that was in the lagoons that you see when they pump those out. That's at a cost of almost $94,000. The electric department. They maintain our electric distribution lines throughout Salina and all around. We do go out just south of Rockford. We dip over into Auglaize County. We go all the way up almost to Mendon. So we have a pretty large distribution area. Residentially, we've got 5,100 customers inside the limits, 2,000 outside. Commercial services, there's 745 customers inside Sydney limits and 210 outside. 685 miles of distribution lines, 10 miles of transmission lines, 12 miles of fiber optic lines. We've got 4 distribution substations and 169 KVA substation. There's 24 light traffic light intersections and 1,020 street lights for those that want to know that. Our electric department is run and supervised by our superintendent, Aaron Seifring, along with 7 linemen. I was reading the wrong line there. 7 linemen. But their 24 expenses of $25.6 million represented nearly 42% of the city's overall budget. So they are a very large portion of our budget. Customer accounts, they're the ones that take all the bills in. Director Julie Netterman, she takes care of 3 account clerks and 3 meter readers. Their final expenses in 24 was $1.49 million. And how that is funded, somebody had asked earlier, it's 50% from electric, 25% for water, and 25% of wastewater revenues. They assist staff all throughout their areas. So the electric customers, again, inside 5920, outside 2217, water has 4,772 inside the city limits and 567 customers outside the city limits. And solar customers, we actually have 11 people that are generating solar right now to help offset some of their electric expense, including PACs. Capital will be getting into that, but we've got several that is now working on that and some residential. And council has passed some interconnection agreements to allow for that. ACH customers that are payment through bank transfers right now is up a little over 2,100 people, which is nice for them. But the customer billings that the customer accounts did throughout the year was 90,600. Miscellaneous buildings, they have those for additional that go on for construction, for additional temporary services. Payment transactions for the credit card, 25,440 for the year. Kilowatt hour tax, which everybody likes to know about, we collected $602,315 of kilowatt hour tax that by ordinance does get directed back to the general fund. The rec department, it's under the direction of Craig McConkie. They offer introductory skills, team building experiences for youth ages kindergarten through sixth grade through the city's recreation programs. And in 24, they had expenses of about $607,000, which does include the Bryson Pool. Certainly, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention there is a tremendous amount of sponsorships by area businesses and volunteers as they go doing the refs, coaching. We had 57 sponsorships that included baseball, softball, boys soccer, and girls soccer. Coaches and volunteers are over 111 individuals that volunteer their time and their expertise to our youth sports. And officials, we had 19 umpires for baseball and softball and 24 referees for the soccer matches. Income tax. That's managed by our administrator, Roxanne Schaefer, assisted by her tax clerk. And certainly they do play that crucial role. The total collections in 2024 was $8.2 million. It was up about 4.4% from 2003. The department maintained 8,273 active tax accounts in 2024. Over 5,500 resident accounts, 541 non-resident accounts, 417 resident businesses, and 754 non-resident businesses. Salinas Police Department, it's under the direction of Chief Tom Whale and Assistant Chief Dan Hardings, is tasked with the responsibility of protecting our community. Their activities, among other things, include patrol, responding to calls for service, traffic control during accidents and events, business security checks, surveillance, criminal investigations, serving warrants, arrests, occasionally partnering with other law enforcement agencies for criminal investigations, including drugs and car thefts, and just many more things that are almost too numerous to mention. Their final 2024 expenses for the department was $1.63 million. They were short this year, short staffed this year, been working to rebuild that. We did have retirements and we also had resignations, most specifically due to compensation issues of looking for more money. So we are working to obviously to rebuild those crews as we're doing right now. Some of their big capital expenses, which people always ask me, are the body cameras at about $60,000. These body cameras are very integral to any type of investigation, as well as for officer safety, so that there isn't a he said, she said, and it does protect them. And so that is very good. The new dispatch radio console was purchased that council approved, a little over $192,000. The five mobile radios that go out within their vehicles were a little over $32,000. So their items are certainly not cheap at all. I think that one of the things that I also wanted to mention, while there does remain a nationwide shortage, and indeed even within our own county, with the other mayors I talked to throughout Mercer County, there is a nationwide shortage and it is tough. But as we go through there, there's a lot of things that's been changed, including the state changing some civil service requirements of which we are subject to. They did allow national testing instead of local testing, so that allows a broader base of candidates in there. In order to attract those candidates, they also allow transfers, which they did not do before. Additionally, City's Council, you all approved a pilot program through legislation that appropriated funds to allow hiring of student trainees and to fund the Law Enforcement Academy tuition and related wages while they were going to school. And as of December, the department was able to hire three trainees that are currently in a Law Enforcement Academy. Projected graduation in the spring of 2025, and they're hoping to be as full staff towards the end of this year. Public Works Department had combined expenses of about just over $1 million, which includes the North Grove Cemetery expenses, cemetery that we inherited a few years back. Additional $5.87 million was appropriated in December for the Mill Street reconstruction project and construction of a public works facility on North Street. They are under the supervision of Superintendent Wes Harris. There are six maintenance personnel, two sewer collection staffs, one parks maintenance employee, one cemetery employee, and nine seasonal workers. Of particular note in the spring trash collection that people ask about, that'll be coming up soon in April. But in 24, it totaled a little over 587 tons of the spring cleanup trash, which is always important to note. And that cost was $34,418. That is funded by a 10% bag surcharge on Maharg bags that he sells throughout the city at different places. Trash bags sold, a little over 347,000. Recycle bags, 42,750, and the yard bags was a little over 16,000. Salina Fire Department had final expenses of $1.42 million. Personnel includes the Fire Chief Joel Lange, three lieutenants, 12 full-time firefighter positions, and six auxiliary members. The department was also short-staffed during 24 as a result of retirements, resignations, and transfers to other departments for higher wages with no callback. Noting that there are only 13 positions filled, and I guess now 12, but in 24 there were 13 filled, the chief did voluntarily return on shift to help alleviate the personnel shortage that was critical while hiring and training new recruits. There are paramedic shortages throughout the county, which then prompted the county commissioners to place a ballot initiative on the ballot that was approved by voters to provide additional millage, and it allocated $300,000 to Salina for the hiring of three additional folks. So it would bring their total staff up to 19 instead of 16. So that would certainly help by putting six people on a shift instead of five. Salina does continue to have an ISO rating of 4 in the city and 4 in rural areas, which does help in insurance premium reductions throughout the fire district. Fire calls, there were 359, which was about a 9.1% increase over 23. The EMS calls, 1965, that was an increase of 4.4% over 2023. So their total calls out were 2,324 calls. They definitely stay busy. They did over 987 hours of training among their staff, and when they get more fully staffed, they'll be able to even have more hours of training. It's important for both police and fire to have the training necessary to respond in an instant, because these are emergency services. Their 10 mobile Marx radios they purchase on a major capital at a little over $46,000. The self-contained breathing apparatus, the SCBA fill station, was purchased about $19,500. Fire equipment maintenance, they spent a little over $45,000. Uniform allowance for the folks are a little over $37,000. Training and travel was about $4,800, and the fitness program is about $7,300 of expenses. Engineering. They have two key engineering positions that process applications of the residential, commercial, and industrial developments while facilitating the Planning Commission and the Board of Zoning Appeals. The staff works with developers in all departments to ensure compliance with construction standards in addition to floodplain management. In the zoning permits issued in 2024, there were 13 single-family homes, one duplex, 13 residential additions or accessory structures, and two non-residential buildings and one addition. Of the projects managed and oversaw by the engineering department, the Shelley Company resurfaced over 2.5 miles of pavement at a cost of $833,000. It was funded through the supplemental income tax. Wagner Paving completed the parking lot areas within the Bryson Park District for a cost of $352,000 in 24. Hind Construction, they're building the Bryson Park restroom that its majority is complete right now at a cost of $312,000. Installation of Pond Street, widening of Meyer Road north of the new West Elementary School under Salina City Schools was completed by PAB Construction at a cost of $674,000, which was paid for by the school and the county. It also included the new water line that we put in and over 1,900 feet of new sidewalk. And approximately 1,700 of Yorkshire and Barnsbury Court were reconstructed by PAB this year at a cost of $604,000. New businesses. Daylight Donuts, as you've seen on Logan Street, they are well underway for opening, but they started construction in 24. La Coretta 4 Mexican Grill opened up on Heavman Road. Winans Coffee and Chocolate opened up in our downtown on South Main Street. Lighthouse Studio opened up on South Main Street. The Morrill BJJ Brazilian Martial Arts Gym opened at Main and Market. The PJ Beauty for Ashes Salon and Spa Limited, it opened on downtown on South Main Street. Salina Manufacturing opened on Grand Lake Road. Smash City Burgers opened at the corner of Logan and Main Street at the old Dairy Cone. Jen's Collectibles in the former 119 building on South Main Street. And Aura Align Pilates Studio opened on South Main Street downtown. In the municipal court, it's under the direction of Judge Kathy Spielman with municipal court clerk Sarah Bruggeman, two bailiffs, and four deputy clerks. She maintains all of her records and reports in her office, but there were 3,426 cases filed in 24, which is about a 24.5% decrease from 23. That mainly would be due to timing. 2,297 traffic cases were filed. 422 criminal cases were filed. The municipal court stays quite busy, and they do not just Salina, but traffic cases and misdemeanors throughout the county. The city auditor is Brooke Shin, who was unable to be here tonight, but she maintains all the final records, processes purchase orders, invoices, payrolls, investments, annual budget, and coordinates with city treasurer Ryan Byers for financial transactions. They maintain strict guidelines with the state auditor to make sure everything is spent out of the appropriate accounts and what can be spent on there. She's also a part of the Board of Control with the safety director myself. Anytime bids are received and we find out who has the lowest responsive and responsible bidder. So she is part of that as well and making sure that money is in that fund before anything is awarded. And of course, our law director is George Moore. He maintains all the mandatory legal records. Certainly, he helps and assists the city in a number of ways. But he keeps his cases and lawsuits-related matters in his office and continues to defend the city on both long-term on an annual basis. But the state of the city for this last year does chronicle the summary of Salina's strong financial health and transparency of the council administration. I think we're all here for the right reason. I love Salina, and I think what we're doing is the right things. We've been through some rough spots. We're ironing those out and getting those corrected. But Salina is a great community, and I look forward to going forward in 2025. Thank you.